I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Rain throughout northern New South Wales and Queensland is slowly starting to trickle its way into the Murray-Darling River system. The Condamine River catchment has recorded upward of 200 millimetres in Queensland, while water's beginning to pass through the Gwydir, Namoi, Castlereagh and Macquarie catchments in New South Wales. To find out a little bit more about what all of the recent rainfall means for the river system, I caught up with the MDBA's Executive Director of River Management, Andrew Reynolds.
We've seen pretty good rainfall across a fair portion of the northern basin, which is really good. Nowhere near as much as we've seen on the east coast, where the falls have been really significant, but useful rain into the northern basin, which has seen a number of rivers that have been quite dry for a long time start to flow quite well. In the southern basin, the rainfall has been somewhat less, so while we've seen some increase in stream flows there, they've pretty much peaked and are starting to recede again already.
So focusing in on the Darling River, what towns and are we seeing the most inflows at, I guess, and when are we expecting, how quickly are we expecting this to start to flow down the river?
So a number of rivers have started to flow, and particularly the Namoi and the Lower Gwydir are flowing quite strongly now. Some of that water will make it through to the Barwon and hopefully down through the Darling into Menindee. But we've got to remember that that river has been quite dry for a long time and there'll be quite high losses. So just how much of that flow makes it down through the river system is a bit uncertain at this moment. We're trying to sort of model and predict what that might be. Certainly it will take some weeks, if not a month or more, for water to make its way down through the Darling. Given how dry the river has been, the water will move quite slowly. A lot of it will seep into the ground along the way. So quite uncertain as to how much we'll see, but hopefully we'll get some good flows through the system.
The management of the system up there where there has been a lot of rainfall, I guess, how have you had to adapt over the past couple of days?
So the actual management on the ground in the Northern Basin is done by New South Wales and Queensland. So the Murray-Darling Basin Authority doesn't have a direct role in that. We sort of monitor the flows to understand what's going through the system, but we don't actually manage it. New South Wales, though, has put in place an embargo on harvesting water across the floodplain. They've had to lift that in a couple of areas just to protect infrastructure on the floodplain, but that'll be reviewed and potentially reinstated. In Queensland, they're managing water in accordance with their accredited water resource plans, which does allow for some take, but also make sure that the first part of the flow does flow through the river system and replenish those rivers that have been dry.
So you mentioned how dry many of these river systems have been, and in many cases how dry the riverbed actually is. What does this rain do, I guess, as far as for when there's follow-up rain and what we could see in that space as far as keeping these rivers flowing goes?
Yeah, so certainly now that catchments have wet up with these sort of rainfall that we've seen and rivers have started to flow, further rainfall was likely to generate some more runoff and keep rivers flowing, increase flows. And there is more rainfall predicted over sort of the next week or so. So it's really positive. A number of the storages in the northern basin have been at very low levels, you know, sort of down at 1, 2, 3%. The flows that we're seeing now are not likely to make significant differences to that, maybe an increase of 1 or 2%. But certainly if we get follow-up rain and the rivers continue to flow, then those sorts of things can improve over coming weeks and months. So that's certainly what we're looking forward to.
MDBA Executive Director of River Management, Andrew Reynolds. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.